I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
J. Peter Zane back with us, editor at Real Clear Investigations. He writes at Real Clear Politics. Peter, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm doing great. Actually, it's my birthday today, and I'm going out to dinner with my wife at a too expensive restaurant, which
happy,
I hope she's going to pay for.
Well, yeah, of course. Happy, happy birthday. That's outstanding.
Thank you.
How would you say, you know, let me share a little story with you, because I want your opinion of where we are in this administration right now, and I want to talk about some media stuff. But I made the mistake, and I probably should not have done this, but last week I reached out to a friend of mine, and it was a guy that I have known for, oh, I'd say 25 years. He became a friend in Milwaukee, and the one thing that we bonded on was Bruce Springsteen. I've been a fan of Springsteen since 1981 when I saw him here at the Checker Dome. And what I've said on the air and I've said over the years, because people, you know, you work on a conservative radio station, people tease you about someone like that. And I've said, look, I've seen the guy in concert in the mid-40s, like 45, 46 times. And the number of times I've heard him preach to me about politics is very, very few times. Now, I know where his politics are, right? I know he hangs with Obama. I know that the songs certainly have political meanings. But what I said to this friend is he lost me because I feel like it's intellectually dishonest. And I understand people don't like Trump, and I get the behavior thing. I never liked Trump either. But I felt like it was intellectually dishonest that someone like Springsteen, and, you know, I guess we see Scott Pelley doing this at a graduation, rips on this administration, but paid zero attention to the dude that was barely functioning for 4 years and probably beyond that, and it was all covered up. And that doesn't even touch the cancer diagnosis thing. It doesn't touch Alex or David Zweig's book on COVID, which just came out. So it's really difficult for me to believe anything when it comes to the media these days. But what happened is the friend did not react well. I thought this guy, and he had been on my side of politics, but he said, look, I hated Biden, but I hate Trump and his band of assholes. So there is a lot of that going on, and I don't even know where that puts the American people, Peter, if that makes sense, because there's a lot of stress. People have their opinions. They're dug into their holes. What success level is the administration having? Because I see a guy that's doing a lot more than any other president's done. He might not like it all, but he's getting shit done, right?
Can you say that?
Probably can't say that, but I said it anyway, right?
Yeah, I think, there's a lot to unpack there. But to respond to one thing you just said, so I was at dinner on Saturday with a guy who was complaining about Trump's tariffs, and no economist thinks the tariffs are a good idea. And I said, I'm a free trade guy from way back, so I don't like tariffs either. But I said, how do you feel about union contracts that force people to pay a prevailing wage? What's the difference between a tariff, which is a sort of coercive way to affect prices that's outside the market, and unions and prevailing wage and whatever? Oh, I don't know. And I'm not even saying I'm right on that. But in other words, he couldn't even enter into a discussion about that. But I said, let's just take a step back. Whatever you're saying about the economy, we owe $38 trillion. The interest on the debt alone is over $1 trillion. So I give Trump credit, at least. I don't know if he's really going to fix it, but for at least returning that to the conversation. Because honestly, what you're complaining about is small beer in some ways compared to the massive problems that we have that nobody outside of Trump has even thought to address in Washington. So I give him credit for, I would say I give Trump tremendous credit for at least introducing certain ideas. Whether he'll actually make any headway in fixing how inefficient the government is, because, I mean, that to me was really what the whole DOGE effort. They didn't save a lot of money, but it's like how messed up the entire accounting system is, how they have no tags to know where expenditures were going, the failure of the Pentagon to pass any audits. I mean, that at least is something we ought to be talking about.
You wrote a column that goes back a few weeks, and I want you to explain this. It talked about, and I remember Elon talking about this a little bit at a news conference, the sign-in button on the IRS homepage, right, which wasn't where it was supposed to be, right?
Right. It was the sign-in button, you know, in general, you go to a website, it's in the upper right-hand corner, and that's just where we are trained to look for it. It doesn't mean that we're incapable of finding it on the middle of the page where it was, and it was not that hard to find, but it was like a stupid place to have the button. So the DOGE team said, let's just move the button to where the sign-in buttons are on almost every other website, 107 days. They then got the guy to just forget the rules, and they did it in 71 minutes. But it's just, you know, just if we can replace that. Marco Rubio was talking about, and I forget what it was, but he said there was some form, it needed 40 signatures before it can go through the system.
But just to go,
signature number 35 isn't there. It just sits. I mean, who thinks these things up?
Well, that's, I'm going to highlight this again in case people missed it. So it's a button. You would think, oh, that's an easy fix. And in the end, it was 71 minutes. But the IRS engineer estimates that it would take 103 days or 107 days just to move the button. That's just stunning that would be the response.
Well, because of all the people that need to sign off and all the agreements. So, you know, if you think about it, you're making a major change to some degree on the website of the IRS homepage. So think how many people want to have a say on whether or not that gets done. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I think that he, like I say, I am not convinced that he has reformed government in any meaningful way, but I appreciate at least making us for a while, and hopefully we will continue to do this, to talk about these things. I think he's been really successful also. I don't know that I agree that Harvard should have all their money taken away or, you know, all these people being removed from the government, but there's been massive institutional takeover by the left. They control all of these institutions, and they are what they think and do is probably rejected by 75% of the American people. So I don't know how you dislodge what we call the elites, what we call the deep state, from the government. But I know that what they do is often at cross purposes, not always, but a lot of times, to what the American people want. And you know, taking all the money away from Harvard, I mean, is that, if you just looked at it in isolation, is that a good idea? Maybe not. But do we need to do something to give these people a wake-up call? Because how they're training America's youth is wrong? Yes.
Yeah, so I agree with that. And on the Harvard front, I think that the number that sticks out is the $53 billion endowment, because I don't care what Harvard does, they can do whatever they want, but should they do it on the taxpayer dole when they have that much sitting in an account? Now, I suppose there are people from Harvard, the regents or professor would say, look, we are putting, and I'm sure that there's some money that's going there that is being put to good use for research, for science, for things that we need in the future. There's no doubt about that. But to your point, there's so much brainwashing that goes on. And I'll give you just a small example. And my audience has heard me tell this story about this journalism professor at Mizzou. I had this amazing audio that I was going to share. And then the father of the young man who shared it kind of panicked because, you know, and I got it. He didn't want his, you know, kid to have any retribution. But I can quote you, one of the things that this professor, who's a journalism professor, said on the day after the election is, capitalism is idiotic. That's a direct quote.
Right.
Capitalism is idiotic. And that's not an isolated situation at the University of Missouri. That's the majority of these people in academia and what they think.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, so on the one hand, this is what these people who spend a lot of time looking at things and thinking have come to believe. So I will respect that to some extent. But on the other hand, they've also created a mafia where, you know, in the last 40 years, they only hire like-minded people. So you start to get just this consensus of views through not having academic freedom. So that's another thing. So, you know, all of these ideas get pushed out. Due process, rule of law, academic freedom. And they're all wonderful principles that I think conservatives would heartily endorse, except that they become corrupted. And so when you've corrupted academic freedom so that it's a tool to exclude actual freedom of thought, then it needs to be attacked. When you're using due process to make the claim that people who have come into this country illegally should get a lawyer paid for them for 5 years to go through a court system that may or may not figure out what's going on with them, you're abusing what due process is, in my opinion. And I think that they, so one of the things that I try to do with my liberal friends when we're having these discussions is don't just say rule of law. Don't just say due process. What do you mean by that? Do you think every person who got a foot over the border here deserves Clarence Darrow to defend them on the taxpayer's dime? I mean, well, what do you mean by it? And they often have no answer.
Right, right. Well, like I
want to pull off the season's freshest trends. You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've quoted Batyangar Sargon, who's a guest on this show. She was on Laura Ingraham's show as I was driving home like a week ago. And she said, and this kind of goes back to my original point about trusting the media, because we would maybe in different, you know, situations be able to have discussions about these topics and have legitimate debates. But Batya said something like, this is a media that paid more attention to a fake P tape than 11 million people coming over the border. So going back to the point that I was making with my friend, and it didn't end well because I thought he was going right. to agree with me and he did not. And then I said, look, dude, I apologize because I wasn't trying to start anything. I was just trying right. to make a point about Springsteen because I think it's intellectually dishonest to not pay attention to the things that have happened. And now we're in this period in the last 2 weeks where all of this has come out that a lot of us, Peter, you've written about it. A lot of us have known things that were going on behind the scenes that CBS and CNN and ABC, they never wanted to touch. So on this front, don't you just kind of feel, let's just talk about DOGE. They don't want to talk about actual cuts or fraud and abuse. They just cannot wait to tell people, oh, he didn't really save any money or this happened. That's their sole motivation. Why wouldn't a Democrat or someone that just has a brain say, you know what? We need to look at some of these standard operating procedures, just the inefficiencies in government. This is about time we have this conversation. I mean, we should have had it 40 years ago and we've maybe tried, but we're actually having the conversation. But they don't want any part of that because they hate this guy so much.
They're so dug in and they're so committed to all the rotten things that they've said about him that they can't all of a sudden turn around and say, oh, well, he's a decent guy. I would say one of the, or he's somebody who might have a point. I mean, I would say one of the other really difficult issues is, as somebody who's in the media, who reads all these websites all the time, it's very frustrating to me. You take the stories about, you know, Trump and crypto and the money and, you know, the meme coin dinner and all of that. And there's a lot there that, like, really just doesn't sit right with me. But I don't trust the New York Times
No.
and the New Yorker when they're telling me that he's, you know, this kleptocrat, and in part because they did it all before. But, you know, so it's frustrating because you're reading information, and I don't just want to be a closed-minded person that dismisses everything they say. But on the other hand, I have no basis for trusting them.
Right. Well,
and
so
that's very frustrating.
And it's sad, too. I think it's sad in the end. So what happened, let me just go back to this conversation, because really it caught me off guard that my friend reacted the way that he did. And then I apologized and he accepted, you know, my apology. But what I said was, you know, look, how do you trust, because he said, look, what Trump is doing, this is a quote from the text, what Trump is doing on a daily basis is abhorrent and to me deserves any and all criticism. Okay, that's fair. But there was none of that criticism from the
right.
from the other guy. There was none of that criticism on Kamala, and I can't trust a damn thing that comes out of the Washington Post or the New York Times or a lot of these other outlets. So where does that leave us? I mean, how do you even have conversations that are civil and that can get things actually solved in this country? I mean, that leaves us in a very, very sad place. And, you know, you can say whatever you want about Trump. I've said this before. When he said the media is the enemy of the people, I thought that was ridiculous. I no longer think that's ridiculous. And even in the aftermath of Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson's book, I played a piece of audio from a week ago. It was a week ago today that was on PBS. And if I would have played that audio to you and said, hey, when did this discussion take place? You would have said a year ago. But it was in the aftermath of all these revelations coming out. So they're still covering this stuff up, acting like it didn't happen. And they know that the audience isn't going to pay attention to the other stuff because they hate Trump so much.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really are hitting on a really difficult situation because there is no having a conversation with them. They have, and again, I think they've almost, I always use the analogy of Tawana Brawley was a big scandal, this young woman
Sure.
who claimed that she had been abducted and raped because she was afraid because she didn't come back home that her stepfather would get mad at her. And it was a huge thing in New York in the 80s, and Al Sharpton made his bones there and a couple of other people. And I think at some point they knew Tawana Brawley was lying. But they were too invested in her story to admit it. And I really think that what's just happened with the media and the left is that they are so invested in the Trump negative story that they can't have a rational conversation with you. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and I said, you know, because what they always say is, well, both sides lie, both sides do this. And I said, look, Russiagate, the Hunter Biden laptop, COVID lab leak, Joe Biden being a sentient person. I said,
things.
These are massive lies that the left has perpetrated and the media. What is an equivalent that Republicans lie, everybody lies. What's an equivalent, just one thing? Well, I can't name it right now. And I said, you can't because there isn't.
Look, I'll give you even more of a real-life example that happened yesterday. Yesterday or Sunday, I can't remember, that was the anniversary of George Floyd. Now, they're still right. not telling you the whole story. Liz Collins has been a guest on this show before. She did a great film called The Fall of Minneapolis. Even if you watch the first 10 minutes, I'd love to have some of my left-wing friends sit down and watch the first 10 minutes of that movie to see the actual body cam from the convenience store and other things that we were lied to. And yesterday, they're celebrating this guy again, not sharing the whole story. But to your point, it's another story that they were so heavily invested in. Mike Brown here in St. Louis. There are still people that
right.
believe hands up,
the
don't shoot.
Giant.
Yeah, they still believe that to this day because that was the narrative.
You know, going back, I live in North Carolina, the Duke lacrosse case. And that's another point is that, and this is where, you know, why it makes sense to go after Harvard in a way. I think that the colleges, the elite colleges, have corrupted our leaders so much that they just embrace a false narrative about how the world works, and they're not smart enough. And that is all I can conclude. They are not smart enough to find a way out of it. Because you would think after Duke Lacrosse, Michael Brown, that they would start to go, well, wait a minute. You know, I don't think the media is being straight with me. They did a story the other day, the New York Times, on police shootings since George Floyd of people have gone up. Okay? And you're reading the story and you're like, wow, well, one thing that would tell me is despite all the things that you did, maybe, in fact, most of these police shootings were totally legitimate and the number didn't go down because this is what happens when you're out there policing people who want to hurt you. So deep in the story, there was a little line and it said the police shootings of unarmed suspects has declined by 2/3.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
So that should have been the lead of the story, is that there was a fraction of the deaths at police hands that were of unarmed people, and it was started the years, a couple of years before George Floyd. But since then, it has gone down. That's a real triumph. Well, but they buried that and instead wanted to pretend that, you know, mostly red state cops are just it's killing season.
Well, when we had Cori Bush here, she would do these profile interviews. It was in our local paper. It would be in the Washington Post. She'd make these claims. Our mayor, our former mayor, did the same thing. Many African-American leaders, oh, they're killing our black boys. Are you kidding me? It's not the cops. And even the Washington Post, if you dig in, they've kept this data since, I think, Mike Brown, where they you know, chart all the police shootings. Go and open that thing up. Read the context of what actually happened and the amount of times that there was an unarmed or there wasn't an actual threat to the cops is minuscule. Now, that's not to say there weren't bad cops. And we know that the history, if you go back, certainly before things were kept on camera, there were people that were treated atrociously. And those cops should be punished for that. But it's the narrative doesn't fit the facts. That's the bottom line.
Right. And yet they continued to advance it. And they continued. And that, again, I think that the real lesson of this Biden story is, why did they do this? Because they thought they could get away with it. And let's be honest, if
they almost did.
Had won, who would have been writing these stories?
Nobody. Certainly not Jake Tapper. That's for damn sure. I'll tell you that. Hey, I feel like I got you all worked up on your birthday, Peter Zane. But happy birthday. Enjoy the dinner with your wife. Love to have you. Thank you so much. We'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, A Spy with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow A Spy with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.